ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू एवरी डेज मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। प्लीज रिपीट वर्ड क्रुदस्य यस्य कंपते त्रलय लोकाः सह ईश्वरा तस्य मे अभितावात मूढ़ा शासनम किम बल अत्यागः। क्रुदस्य यस्य कंपते त्रयलोक सहेश्वर तस्य मे अभिवत मूढ़ा शासनं किं बलोत्यग। क्रुदस्य यस्य कंपन्ते त्रयोलोकं सहेश्वर तस्य मे अभिवितान् मूढ़ा शासनं किं बलोत्यग। क्रुदस्य यस्य कंपन्ते
త్రయో లోకా సహేశ్వరా తస్య మే అభీతవాన్ మూఢా శాసనం కిం బలోత్యగః. కృదస్య యస్య కంపంతే త్రయో లోకా సహేశ్వరా తస్య మే అభివత మూఢా శాసనం కిం బలోత్యగ. శాసనం కిం బలోత్యగా కృదస్య యస్య కంపంతే త్రయో లోకా సహేశ్వరా తస్య మే అభివన్ మూఢా శాసనం కిం బలోత్యగా. నస్య యస్య కంపంతే త్రయో లోకా సహేశ్వరా తస్య మే అభివత్ మూఢా శాసనం కిం బలోత్యగా. కృదస్య యస్య కంపంతే త్రయో లోకా సహేశ్వరా తస్య మే అభితవన్ మూఢా శాసనం కిం బలోత్యగా. వైష్ణవి మాతాజీ, వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. కృదస్య వెన్ ఎంగర్డ్, యస్య హీ వు, కంపంతే ట్రెంబల్, త్రయలోకః ద త్రీ వర్డ్స్, సహ ఈశ్వరః విత్ దేర్ లీడర్స్, తస్య ఆఫ్ దాట్, మే ఆఫ్ మీ, హిరణ్యకశిపు, అభితవాత్ విదౌట్ ఫియర్, మూఢా రాస్కల్, శాసనం రూలింగ్ ఆర్డర్, కిం వాట్, బల స్ట్రెంగ్త్, అత్యాగః హ్యావ్ ఓవర్ స్టెప్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి విధాన్ స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్. శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ. మై సన్ ప్రహ్లాద్, యూ రాస్కల్, యూ నో దాట్ వెన్ ఐఎమ్ యాంగ్రీ ఆల్ ద ప్లానెట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ వర్డ్స్ ట్రెంబుల్ అలాంగ్ విత్ దేర్ చీఫ్ రూలర్స్ బై హూజ్ పవర్ హ్యాజ్ అ రాస్కల్ లైక్ యూ బికమ్ సో ఇంప్యూడెంట్ దాట్ యూ అపియర్ ఫియర్లెస్ అండ్ ఓవర్ స్టెప్ మై పవర్ టు రూల్ యూ. పర్పట్. The relationship between a pure devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely relishable. A devotee never claims to be very powerful himself. Instead, he fully surrenders to the lotus feet of Krishna, being confident that in all dangerous condition, Krishna will protect his devotee. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita 9.31, Kaunte prati janihi name bhaktya pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declares boldly that my devotees never perishes. The Lord requested Arjuna to declare this instead of declaring it himself, because sometimes Krishna changes his view and therefore people might not believe him. Thus Krishna asked Arjuna to declare that a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Hiranyakashipu was perplexed about how his 5-year-old boy could be so fearless that he did not care for the order of his very great and powerful father. A devotee cannot execute the order of anyone except the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the position of a devotee. Hiranyakashipu could understand that this boy must have been very powerful, since the boy did not heed his orders. Hiranyakashipu asked his son, Kim Bala, how have you overcome my order? By whose strength have you done this? Please repeat translation. My son Prahlad, you rascal, You know that when I am angry, all the planets of the three worlds tremble, along with their chief rulers, by whose power has a rascal like you become so impudent that you appear fearless and overstep my power to rule you. Hare Krishna. So, in the continuous, we are reading and hearing from many devotees that how Prahlad Maharaj is counteracting all his father's questions and also punishment which he was trying to give him in different ways. Prahlad means Prakrishta Rupena Alad. He said, Prahlad Alad. Alad means enjoyment. He gives happiness. Prakrishta means eternally. Those who are naturally happy. That is Prahlad. So over here, Hiranyakashipu, by getting so many arguments by Prahlad Maharaj, he is very angry now. And now he is telling that how you got this power and what is the strength behind you that you are arguing so much, and even I am trying to kill you, but some energy is protecting you. So can you tell me, Prahlad, what is that energy? So by hearing Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes, we get determination. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira used to hear every day Dhruv Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes. Normally, we are practicing Krishna conscious devotee. We try to remember Lord Krishna. But Prahlad and Dhruv is such a devotee that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is remembering them. And Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said, don't try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that Krishna can see you. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj, his unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How he got? From his mother womb only. Narada, he described the pastimes to his Kayadu. But in the mother womb, Prahlad Maharaj, he was very much intensely and very consciously was hearing. So hearing is very important. As usual in the Bhagavatam also said, Srunatam Swakatha Krishnam Punya Sravanam Kirtanam Ridhyosti Abhadrani Vidunuhit Satsatam. That Krishna himself comes in our heart and started cleaning our heart. That is the importance of hearing. In the Bhagavatam, there are so many devotees, pastimes, how they are dedicated towards Lord Krishna, and how Krishna protects them. That is also there. So we get a firm and conviction that even if we follow the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, we also get strength to follow. Even after some of the purport, in one of the purport, Prabhupada said, I am very feel proud and grateful that I am coming in the disciplic succession of Narada, where Prahlad Maharaj is also there. So over here, Prabhupada said first that devotees are having a different relation with Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we become devotee, we are spirit soul. But when we hear about Krishna's pastimes, then that spirit soul manifests his original form. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabuna Hoy Sravana Chitte Kare Adi Udaya. Because the soul, size of the soul is the tip of the hair of the 10,000 part. It is next to invisible. But when द सोल कंडीशन सोल हियर्स जय श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी ललिता विशाखा जी की जय, जय श्री श्री गौर निताय जी की जय, जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की जय, जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। सो जस्ट बाय हियरिंग रेगुलरली वी अटेन अवर एटर्नल फॉर्म। देन प्रहलाद प्रभुपाद सेड दैट हाउ डिवोटीज आर सरेंडर इन एनी सिचुएशन, इट्स मैटर इज अवर सरेंडर। ये यथा माम प्रपद्यन्ते ताम सथैव भजामि हम। कृष्णा सेड हाउ मच यू आर सरेंडर दैट पोर्शन आई ऑल्सो कम। प्रभुपाद गेव वेरी नाइस एग्जाम्पल ऑन सरेंडर दैट वन बिजनेसमैन ही वॉज अर्निंग नाइसली इन मुंबई बॉम्बे and then he thought, you know, now take the retirement and go to Vrindavan. Then he told his son that please I am giving you sum of amount like 2000 rupees and please every month you send me 20 rupees in Vrindavan for charity. So he just, what portion he surrender, that portion Krishna also surrender. But as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, manush deho deho jo kuch mor, my body, my mind, my family, my house, my wealth, everything, all Nanda Kishore is yours. Then Krishna surrenders. Our problem is, we chant, then we said, why Krishna is not protecting us? It is only because of surrender. How much we are surrendered? Prabhupada, he was cooking kachori in Calcutta. That time British, some war was going on. So Germany country, they were throwing the bombs in Calcutta. So because they did blackout, and that time everyone left the home and they were on the road, so that if the bombs comes on the building, they will not injured. But Prabhupada, he was chanting and he was making kachori for Krishna. Because the person who is throwing the bomb, inside heart Krishna is there. Even I was just remembering, see, this whole world has having so many nuclear power, nuclear weapons. Pakistan has nuclear weapons, India has nuclear weapons. It is calculated that all over the world, they have so many nuclear weapons that 300 times this whole world can destroy. And one person asked that, what is the weapon for 4th world war? And he said, sticks. With the sticks people will fight. It means everything will be demolished. But why still they are not switching the weapon, nuclear weapons? Because Krishna is inside. Mata Smriti Jnana Apanamcha. That is what Karna also said. Duryodhan, I do not have anyone fear. If you remove this Vasudev, then I am kill you, Arjuna. And Karna is having a Shakti weapon. He has a Kavach Kundal, but somehow other he gave it to Indra. And he, on the other hand, Indra gave the Shakti weapon. That Karna, you can even kill Arjuna also with this weapon. But the problem is, every day, morning, Karna used to remind Duryodhan, that Duryodhan, today I am going to shoot my Shakti weapon. But somehow or other, could not. Mata Smriti Jnana Panamcha. And when Ghatojgat, he was killed, Bhima was crying like anything. All Pandavas were crying, but Krishna was laughing. Arjuna said, why, Achyuta, why you are laughing? He said, now I am tension free. Because I had only one concern about this Shakti weapon. Now Arjuna, battle you are winning. So this is what, how Krishna is, you know, Bhakta Vatsalya. But the thing is, how you are surrender. Even Duryodhana, he blasphemed Bhishma Pitama, that Pitama, you are not fighting war with your heart and with your full strength. And if someone, you know, blaspheme the measure the Kshatriya's strength, he compares his strength, then Kshatriya get very, you know, anger. And Bhishma said, Duryodhan, you are talking too much. Tomorrow, I am going to kill Pandavas. With these 5 arrows. But Duryodhan thought, you know, maybe this Krishna is very intelligent, because he cheated once me also. Because Gandhari, she is a chaste lady, and she has a boon that if she removes her clothes from the eyes, and first glance, if she sees anyone, it becomes iron, fully iron protected. Then that is why Gandhari was very much concerned about Duryodhan. So she told Duryodhana, please come with fully naked in front of me after taking bath from the Yamuna, and the moment I will see, your whole body will become iron. Nobody will going to kill you. You are unconquerable. And as usual, Matru Bhakta Duryodhan, he took the bath and he was walking, and Nandan Nandan, Yashoda Nandan, he was there and started laughing. The Duryodhan said, why Krishna you are laughing? He said, shameless. Chi chi chi. So what happened? Why? So you are coming in front of your mother? Shame? With naked? I said, maybe Krishna is telling right thing. So what should I do? He said, at least cover your kopin, lower portion. And he covered with the leaves. And then the Gandhari, when she removed and she glanced on the Duryodhan, whole body started becoming iron. But that leaf got iron. But his lower portion, which has covered, it is been left. Whole body got iron, but lower portion left. And Gandhari, she said, Duryodhan, you must have met to Krishna. I said, how mother, how you came to know? I said, yes, now you are finished. So this is what, you know, Krishna is the Bhakta Vatsalya. When Bhishma said, you know, I am going to kill tomorrow, everybody got, you know, fear, shocked, that now Bhishma, because Bhishma, the word Bhishma means, once you utter, it is final. And what happened? Duryodhana took all the 5 arrows and kept with him and said, Dada, grandfather, I will give you tomorrow morning sharp, because night anything may be happen. Arjuna was sleeping. And Krishna came and Krishna told Arjuna, Arjuna, you are sleeping? You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow? He said, Krishna, you already spoken in Bhagavad Gita, Name Bhaktya Pranashati. Now you have to take care of me. Let me just take rest. This is what, you know, Krishna was very much in anxiety, and he told Draupadi, Draupadi, please, without wearing your chappal, go to the Bhishma Pitama. Now only. Night around 3 o'clock. And then Draupadi, as usual, she went, but she left with chappal only. So that Krishna said, Draupadi, why you wear your chappal? Because Bhishma Pitama is very expert. Even with chappal, he can shoe wear, he can understand who is coming. So that is why Krishna took Draupadi footwear and you go inside. And then Bhishma knows that every day Duryodhana's wife used to come for taking blessings, because she wants the blessings of that my husband become winner of this war. But Bhishma Pitama not giving that boon, that blessings. So then as usual he knows that maybe Duryodhana wife is here. So she said, please welcome, what do you want? Ask me, I am ready to give you anything. And then we turned, he saw that she is nothing but, no one but Draupadi. She says, Draupadi, you came here, what do you want? Said, I want a blessings. So what do you want blessings? That please don't kill my husband. Said, okay, I will not kill. And night, Arjuna, Krishna told Arjuna, Arjun, you go to Duryodhan. Because Duryodhan once gave the boons to Arjuna, that Arjuna, whatever you want, I will give you. You ask. Because he has saved from the Duryodhana, from Gandharvas. But that time Arjuna did not ask anything. But this time Arjuna, he approached Duryodhana and told that, Duryodhana, I am come here. He said, yes, yes, Arjuna, you are very dear to me. What do you want? Tell me. You want Hastinapur? You want to stop this war? I am ready. What do you want? He said, no, I don't want to stop this war. But I want that 5 weapons which you have. 5 arrows. And Duryodhana as Kshatriya, he gave it that 5 arrows. And morning, when Bhishma Pitama asked that, give my 5 arrows. He said, this was happened. He said, I know, and I also gave the boon for Draupadi. So now, but because Krishna has did the cheating, I am taking vow that today either I will kill Arjuna or I will lift the Krishna's weapon. I will try to make Krishna to lift the weapon, because Krishna told that I am not going to fight. I will just sit as a charioteer, but on the other end, my Akshani Sena. So Bhishma Pitama, he was fighting very heavily and he was shooting the arrows, but Arjuna could not make it properly. He was trying to defeat Bhishma but could not make it. So that time Krishna saw that now Arjuna is losing the battles. So what did Krishna? He lift the wheel of the chariot and he started towards Bhishma for attacking. But Arjuna, he caught Krishna's leg and said, Krishna, what is your pratigya, that you are not going to lift the weapons. But then Krishna said, that is why I told you announce that name bhaktya pranashyati, my devotees never perish. Because if I take vows, then maybe I break. And this is what over he did. So ultimately, we can see how Krishna is Bhakta Vatsalya. Krishna is every steps, he is ready to protect his devotees. But Prahlad Maharaj, Arjuna, even Krishna is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Himself he protected Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, he was spreading the glories of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When so many smart Brahmanas, they were doing Karma Kanda and Puja and all this. But Haridas Thakur was spreading the glories of holy name, that you don't require to do anything. Because this is the Kali Yuga, only the chanting of holy name is more than sufficient. Please take shelter of Hari, please chant Hare Krishna. And everybody was following Haridas. Actually, Haridas was in the Mohammedan background. But he was a staunch devotee, a staunch follower, strong follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was chanting Hare Krishna every day, 192 rounds. Then all these Brahmanas, so-called Brahmanas, Karmakandi Brahmanas, they approach the king and they told that this is what happening. Our livelihoods got affected. Nobody is coming to us. Everybody is chanting Hare Krishna. So what will happen to us? What is our future? Oh, king, please protect us. That time, Bengal was under the rule of Mughal. Then this king knew that this Haridas is a Mohammedan. So he has to preach the cult of Muslim. But he is preaching the cult of Hinduism. So he called Haridas and told Haridas, we are warning you. Please stop chanting Hare Krishna. If you want to propagate, you can propagate the Allah name. But then Haridas Thakur said, see, you are as usual converting so many Hindu into Muslim. So if one Muslim converted into Hindu, what's the matter? Then king got very angry. He said, see, we are giving you last chance. Now or never. If we found you to chant Hare Krishna, then face the dire consequences. And Haridas, as usual, whenever somebody is calling for calling some problems and all, so I suggest them that please chant Haridas, chant Haridas, Haridas, Sada Bindas. Bolo Sada Bindas, Maya Das, Sada Udas. So these two lines only, the people said, okay, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, thank you. So all the solution is here only. And this Haridas Thakur was a Namacharya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the title. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Yugacharya. He just came to spread the cult of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But he gave, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the title to Namacharya to Haridas Thakur. Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. Haridas, he was chanting Hare Krishna in the market place where everybody was assembled and they were watching this Muslim guy. He is spreading Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna fearlessly. And when king came to know, all these Brahmana again complained that this is what happening. He is not yet controlled. He is not yet stopping of chanting Hare Krishna. Then king called his strong army and called that, caught Haridas Thakur and bring here. And then they caught Haridas Thakur. And king said, still I am giving you warning. Please leave chanting Hare Krishna. That time Haridas Thakur said, even you cut off my all the limbs, still my limbs will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I was hearing Madhava Prabhu's kirtan. That time he gives short speech. So he gave the three words is the real truth in this world. Three words. Hare, Krishna and Ram. That is what Lord Krishna also said in Gita. Antakale cha mameva svarna muktva kalevaram. What is your consciousness at the time of leaving your body? That's the matter. And see Haridas Thakur, totally absorbed. And then king got very angry and he said, this is my punishment. Beat him on 22 markets. In 22 markets, not in one market. So all the markets, people will learn that what is the result of disobeying the king's order. And started first market, second market, third market. That way 22 markets. And that soldiers were beating Haridas Thakur. They started crying. The Haridas, what is in you that we are beating you so much? Normally 5 market, 6 market, everybody leave their body. But you are so much protected. What is that? Who is protecting you? And if you are not going to kill, then our king will kill us. So Haridas Thakur, we request you, we beg you that you please leave your body. And Krishna said, who is the best yogi? Those who are remembering Krishna. Actually, you all the yogas in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You just chant Hare Krishna, you dance Hare Krishna, your breathings all will come in here only. Why we chanting morning Hare Krishna Mahamantra? We chant when Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All yoga is here. Morning 5 to 7. Then Guru Puja, dance. All your limbs get exercised. Our whole morning program is packed in a such a way. All the 64 items include in that. Giving water to the Tulsi, doing Parikrama. So Namadhari Haridas Thakur, he, because of his yogic potency, he left his body. And then the soldiers, they brought Namadhari Haridas Thakur body in the king palace. And he told that, now what to do with this? And king said, because he has not properly followed the Muslim cut, we cannot do the crematory properly as a Muslim way. Even he was not born in Hindu, so we cannot do the Hindu these things method of crematory. Because he was not a Hindu and not Muslim properly followed. So you throw in the Ganges. So then these soldiers, they throw his body in the Ganges. And because Haridas Thakur was a yogi, his body came in the banks of the other bank of the Ganges. And then again he came in the body and again started his chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So all the potency in this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita also that Devim Prakruti Asrita. Devim Prakruti. What is this Devim Prakruti? It's a divine potency. Our devotees, they are under the potency of internal potency of Krishna. They will be always protected. When Prabhupada, he was in the West, he got a stroke. He started preaching, established Krishna consciousness, and around in 1967-69 he got one stroke. And he told his disciple that please bring the photos of my Guru Maharaj, I'll know Narasimha. Because Lord Narasimha is a protector of the devotee. Even in ISKCON temple also, when there was a lot of problem in Mayapur, once they established Ugra Narasimha, all the problem got solved. Even in Ujjain also, they have established Ugra Narasimha. So Prabhupada said, for devotee, prayers to Lord Narasimha. Lord Narasimha will protect them. So over Prahlad Maharaj, he was fully Krishna conscious. And Hiranyakashipu, he asked him that what is the power that is stopping you to rule, to overcome my rules? Because Hiranyakashipu was such a powerful man. In the Ramayana, there was a pastime I heard that this Ravana, he left कैलाश पर्वत, सच अ माइटी पर्सन डेमोन, बट देन वंस ही ट्राइड यू नो ही वॉज वेरी क्यूरियस, सो ही ट्राइड टू लिफ्ट वन माउंटेन बट इट कुड नॉट. सो देन प्रहलाद केम एंड प्रहलाद सेड, रावणा व्हाट यू आर ट्राइंग टू लिफ्ट? सो आई एम ट्राइंग टू लिफ्ट बिकॉज आई लेफ्ट कैलाश, सो वाई नॉट दिस माउंटेन ऑल्सो? सर दिस इज नॉट माउंटेन, दिस इज द इयरिंग ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु. एंड वेन लॉर्ड नरसिम्हा अपियर्ड जस्ट लाइक वन पुट द नीडल्स ऑन द बलून एंड हाउ द बलून गॉट द सेम वे ही किल्ड हिरण्यकशिपु. So Hiranyakashipu's power was so much, but when Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasimha, that time Lord Narasimha chastised Brahma that henceforward don't give any boons like this, that I have to take this form. And while Lord Narasimha, he took the form of the head of the lion and body form as a human male. Why not he took the form of the tiger and man head? So one of the acharya said, because Prahlad was such a dear to Lord Narayan, Narasimha Bhagwan, that whenever lion, he loves his cube. So he tastes it. He kiss his cubes. The same way Narayan, he thought, you know, this Prahlad is such a innocent and because of me, he is going through so much harassment, so much trouble. So I will take the form of a head as a lion and he is so much dear to me, so I will kiss him as my cube. Hiranyakashipu, when Lord Narasimha, he killed, so he took his all the intense sign. Lord Narasimha, he took out all these intense signs and he wear as a garland. Why we wear the garland, put intense sign out and it fed the garland? Because in this intense sign, Prahlad Maharaj first took the shelter to going to the Kayadu's womb. So this intense sign is so purified that let me just take and put the garland of that. So in short, we have to just remain Krishna consciousness and pray to Lord Narasimha that how you are protecting. Even a day to day life also we can see, once if you go out from the Jew temple out, first stop is a tobacco seller. Once you go little more ahead, there is a chicken shop. More ahead, there is a wine shop. And more ahead, prostitution. So these four regulatory principles, once we go out, is there. But why devotee has been protected? Because they are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is why Krishna is more concerned about us. Name Bhaktya Pranashati. When we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is more concerned how I should take him back home, back to Godhead. Even Draupadi, these are the proof that how Krishna is protecting his devotee just by taking the shelter of holy name. I think this bell is also the symbol. So Draupadi, she cried out, she prayed to Bhima, Arjuna, and so many stalwart kings present in the assembly. But still, Draupadi was helpless. And Krishna was playing with Draupadi chess. So that time, Rukmani, She asked Krishna that, Krishna, what you are thinking? Your mind is not in the game. Said, Krishna said, because my devotee, she is in trouble. She is in the problem. So I am thinking about her. Then what happened to her? He said, Draupadi, she was trying to disrobe by Dushasana. So then Rukmani said, then you should go and protect her. But then Krishna said, no, because she is not fully surrender. Because she has still hope that Pandavas, then Bhishma, the kings, they may protect me. And then Draupadi, she cried out intensely, Hey Govind, Hey Gopal, Hey Gopinath, please protect me. And Krishna, he called Garuda, because he traveled on the Garuda. So Garuda was ready to carry Krishna. But Krishna was in such anxiety, he was in such a hurry that he was carrying the Garuda and was moving ahead to protect the Draupadi. So this is what the proof that whomsoever took the shelter, they got delivered. But we have to be very, very careful, because Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in one of the temple, in one of the, because he was walking and he took the, in the night he took the shelter of one palace. So all the villagers said, please don't stay in this palace, because there is ghost inside. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, no problem. Then they were chanting Hare Krishna. And that ghost, he liberated. Because of Bhakti Vinod Thakur chanting, he got liberated and he manifested in front of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and said, thank you so much, Maharaj, because of your chanting, I got liberation. So then Bhakti Siddhant Maharaj asked, no, who was this? He said, earlier, he was a devotee of Krishna. He was chanting Hare Krishna also and breaking four regulative principles. So that is why he became ghost. So one man, he wanted to become very good boxer. But because he has only had one hand. So how he can become best boxer? But he wanted to become back boxer. So where there is will, there is way. So he asked the coach that, please make me, you know, best boxer. He said, okay. Then he taught a very good lesson in boxing. And with that, only with one hand, he reached up to the final. Even in semi-final, quarter-final, and then he reached the final. And that boxer, an opponent, he was very mighty. Then he asked his coach that how to defeat him. He said, don't worry, you, the same lesson you also use for this. And what that boxer with one hand, he was using that steps. While counteracting that steps, he opponent required to catch his one hand. But because he has only one hand, so he could not catch his one hand and he was beating him. And ultimately last, he won the boxing match. And he got the winner. So this is what we are, the also boxer in front of Maya. And Maya Devi, she wanted to catch only our one mistakes. That is, where he breaks the four regulatory principles and she will punch like poop. That is why Prabhupada said, keep down this. Four regulatory principles, don't break. And if you follow these four regulatory principles, then Maya will not attack us. And Patri Prabhu, he gave very nice, you know, even when you progress in Krishna consciousness, the Maya Devi will allude.
in so many ways. And among that is the last one is the illicit sex. She will elude us in that way. So as we are practicing Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said those who are Krishna conscious, they are gentlemen. They are the best gentlemen. So we have to follow these four negative principles and chanting 16 rounds. That is the more than sufficient. You don't have to worry. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. There will be victories and all glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That was, you know, when Arjuna, he saw the universal form of Krishna, where all the Kauravas, they are dying. And then Krishna said, Arjuna, you become the Nimitta Matra. You just become the instrument. And what was the result of the Kurukshetra war? Pandava got victory. Why? Because there is Krishna. Even Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached in India. He went outside, abroad, west, and he preached over there. So one reporter asked, Swamiji, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the God himself. So why he has not come to west for preaching? Then Prabhupada said, that work he assigned for me. He left for me. And Prabhupada somewhere said, because I was sincere, I am sincere, I took the orders of my Guru Maharaj seriously. I got the credit. And I am 70 years old man. If I can do this much, then you all young boys, how much you can do? But only those who are sincere, Krishna gives credit. Anyway, this movement is going to spread. But it is up to us how you are taking seriously. Ye yatha mam prabandhante. So we are in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This movement is personally founded by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are so many sampradayas come and goes. But this ISKCON will run for 10,000 years. And even someone will come and he will preach more than Srila Prabhupada. But still Srila Prabhupada's position will be the same as remain founder Acharya. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One time Prabhupada, one of his disciples, he made a pamphlet, brochures for some programs. But he written ISKCON. And Prabhupada chastised him. Why you have not written founder Acharya of His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada? So as a condition, so I also thought, you know, he is also behind name and fame. But no. Whatever Prabhupada established, whatever Prabhupada teachings, if we strictly follow that, even we went in one of the village for book distribution. So one lady came and she said, Prabhuji, you Bhagavatam cha pachvaskan nahi kya Marathi man, Maharashtra madhe. She told me like that. I said, Mataji, you know anyone devotee? She was putting tilak, kanti mala, and chanting Hare Krishna. Mataji, you know anyone devotees? I said, no. So how we are? Then she said, come to my home. Then we did kirtan also, and she has made very nice altar. And she is staying 200 kilometers from Pune. And she is devotee, chanting Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada said, you know, whomsoever read Prabhupada books, it's my personal experience. A person who are meat eaters, there are conflict in their homes. But after reading that, they are telling, Prabhuji, sab kuch chhod diya. And we were telling him that, please chant, please read, please don't eat meat. They don't listen. But when they read books, because Prabhupada said, what your half an hour lectures will do? Give my books. And giving books means giving the opportunity for Srila Prabhupada to preach. So as Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Arjuna, Draupadi, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, all have been saved by Lord Krishna. So definitely there is a spiritual world is waiting for us, everyone. But we have to be That is said in Surasya Dhara. This devotional path is a walking on the razor. Little bit mistakes, bloods come out. Little bit offense, you will be out. So, please chant Hare Krishna and you all pray for me also that whatever I have spoken, I can practice in my life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I got one message, just I wanted to read that. Today's society, communication is a wireless, phone is a cordless, food is fatless, sweet is sugarless, cooking is fireless, relation is fruitless, attitude is careless, feeling is heartless, politics shameless, education worthless, argument baseless, youth jobless, salary less and less, situation hopeless. The only hope is Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Take the shelter of lotus feet of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and attain the perfection. Hare Krishna.